With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump leading a national day of prayer at the White House Thursday. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Declaring that his administration is bringing back religion in America, the president commemorated the annual National Day of Prayer.
We once again trust our lives to our liberties and our happiness to the hands of the Creator who gave them to us and who loves us.
Joined by leaders representing Christianity and different faiths, the president used the occasion to sign an executive order creating a presidential commission on religious liberty. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Vice President J.D. Vance has visited a steel plant in South Carolina. Well, there he heralded the launch of an industrial renaissance in the U.S., due in part to the president's moves to boost domestic industry. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the expected return to Earth of a long-ago spacecraft.
Cosmos 482 was launched in 1972 with the goal of landing on Venus. It never made it out of Earth's orbit because of a rocket malfunction. Dutch scientist Marco Lenbroek predicts the failed spacecraft will re-enter around May 10th, and if it remains intact, will come crashing down at about 150 miles per hour. Lenbroek is not worried. What's left of Cosmos isn't very big. The risk is similar to that of a random meteorite fall. Several happen each year. He thinks there's a very good chance it will end up in some ocean. I'm Ed Donahue.
An astronaut who missed out on the first all-female spacewalk getting her chance 6 years later. NASA's Anne McClain emerged from the International Space Station Thursday alongside Nicole Ayers. They launched to the orbiting lab in March. During their spacewalk, they readied the space station for some new solar panels. This is SRN News. White evangelicals are standing by President Trump.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds the president's most reliable allies continue to support him in his second term. 72% of white evangelicals say they approve of the way Mr. Trump is handling his job at present. About 70% also rate the ethics of the president's top appointees as either good or excellent. And nearly 60% of white evangelicals say they trust President Trump more than previous chief executives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, lawmakers in Texas are advancing a bill to change the language of that state's abortion laws, that in an effort to clarify when doctors are allowed to perform an abortion during a medical emergency. Legislation, which has passed unanimously in the Texas Senate, is the first time Republican lawmakers have sought to amend the state's abortion ban since Roe v. Wade was overturned 2 years ago. This is SRN News.
Microsoft and Meta Platforms drove Wall Street higher after delivering profits for the start of the year that were even bigger than analysts expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% and was back within 8.8% of its record set earlier this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average adding 0.2% and the NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.5%. Treasury yields swiveled in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. Yields initially sank after a report showed more U.S. workers applied for unemployment benefits last week than had been expected. The Dow up 83 points to close at 40,752. The NASDAQ gained 264 to 17,710. The S&P 500 added 35 points to 5,604. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.